Okay, call the meeting to order. You have the list of board members and mine will be showing up. I don't know if we need to do a roll call.
I don't know. That, we can take that off. That was just what they had on their agenda. We don't do a roll call at our council meetings.
No.
So.
We just put a list of who's president.
Yeah, so I can just scratch that off for the next agenda.
Should we do, swear in Joe and Karen and wait on Mina or wait till Mina comes and do them?
At this point, I don't think it matters because we're not, well, we can't make any decisions on anything till Mina's here as far as bylaws.
Well, yeah, we can.
And budget.
Be through.
We
could have a quorum with two.
Yeah, we have a quorum. So then we probably want to go ahead and do the two. So they're.
Yeah, let's get two sworn in.
So are you considered the mayor now or the ex officio?
Well, I'm the mayor.
You're the mayor swearing him in.
Ex officio. Okay. Member of this committee.
He's both.
So I'll have you stand up. I guess you probably won't raise your right hand. Say aye. State your name.
Aye.
Aye, Karen Redmond.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Montana.
And the Constitution of the State of Montana.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office of Local Government Review Study Commissioner.
And I will.
Discharge the duties
of my office.
Local Government Review Study Commission. With fidelity.
With fidelity.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you.
Hope nobody listens.
Okay. Should we have them sign both of them?
If they want a copy. If not, they can just sign one and I can. I just didn't know if they wanted a pretty official copy or not.
There. You can sign both of them.
I'm not going to put it on my wall.
What? Let me get, I'll see this on the wall at the Palladium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well. So you can take whatever signature looks best that they.
Mine look like kindergarten kids did it.
6:30. Next item is any public comment, not on the, is there any public comment on agenda items?
Anybody?
The thing I don't see on the agenda, and I don't know where you would want to fit it in, but I want to talk about those classes.
Maybe under announcements.
Under announcements.
We can talk about that then.
Okay. Did you guys, have you looked at that website and
yeah, the mine and I are going to be gone that week of the 10th.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's an optional deal. In fact, any of the classes are optional.
And I didn't really feel like driving to, where is it, Shelby on the 5th. So.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So.
I did look at it, and I'm available on that. I think the 11th is when it's in Billings.
Yeah, I was planning on going to that also. Yeah. And then there's, those classes are also online. I don't know if you need them or not. But
I said the classes online are different than what the in-person stuff is, and they complement each other. I don't know.
They'll probably tell
the same thing.
The same thing, but the online ones, of course, you can go back and
review them and
revisit them. Yeah. Okay, we have no minutes, no correspondence, no unfinished business. Under new business, we can establish the officers if you'd like, because one of you needs to be the chair and the other the vice chair. I would probably advise against us having it be both you and mine.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I have zero experience chairing a meeting, so.
Okay, so
Joe, you're it.
Joe will be the chair and you'll be the vice chair. I'm ex officio, which means that I'm not really sure what it means. I guess I'll be here for information.
Advice and consent.
And to burden you with my opinion. And Cherie will be making sure we keep everything in order, do all the postings and keep the minutes. And
keeping us in line.
So I'll entertain a motion to appoint Joe Morris as chair and Karen Redman as vice chair.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Motion by Joe, second by Karen. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same sign. Motion passes. Go on to the budget. I need some of your input here.
Mm-hmm. Total funds levied was
$20,000. Okay. We might as well budget all of it.
Mm-hmm. And how it works, if whatever's not used rolls in back into the general fund. So we don't have to give it back or anything like that. We levied the funds. Whatever we don't use rolls back into the general fund. So.
Yeah, we don't get paid, but we would get reimbursed mileage and per diem, I suppose, if we, for
meals or whatever.
Yeah, for meals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or probably just reimbursement for meals. And so do you have any idea of numbers to put in there?
Election, I'd say around 2,000.
Okay.
The rest of them, I have no clue.
OK.
Because I think it's on one of those videos that the online classes was like $1,200 or something.
$1,450 is what we're paying for the online portal training, which I already had to sign up because all the templates, everything that we need is in there. I thought it was kind of expensive.
That's what I thought too, but...
But, you know, it was kind of one of those, I'm not going to create all this stuff.
Right.
So we can piggyback off them. So I went ahead and signed myself up so I could get in there and get the bylaws and all the stuff you're already seeing. Wish I could say I created all this stuff, but I didn't. But, so we had to pay for that. The registration fees for in person are, was it $275 or $250 a person?
$275.
Yeah. So,
but then the $1,400 covers that, right?
No, that's an addition to.
Oh.
Wasn't that a like a package deal for everybody that's on the commission?
That was the $1,450.
Yeah,
right, but that's so that includes
that includes all of us.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then if you go to the in person, that's an individual, but it's nowhere. I had to call and ask her about the price. And when I went to try to sign up for it, nowhere, to, like, because there's a payment portal, which wasn't available yet.
Yeah, I saw that.
So like, I haven't been back on there since then to see if it's available. But
it, well, it said it wasn't, but I it had a button to push. That was yesterday.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I haven't been on there, so. But I'll pay that. You guys don't have to worry about that. You can sign up without paying, because I signed up without paying.
Oh.
So.
They just come talk to you or something?
Yeah.
So, okay. We've got to pay the $1,450, mm-hmm. and then everybody that registers for the in-person class pays $275.
Which I'll pay it. You can register for it, and then I'll pay it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, because they let me register for it without having to pay, but the payment portal wasn't ready yet.
Okay.
So.
But so is there anything else then? Is there any other
That's
individual
the only
fee
training that they have towards? Right now is that. So,
okay.
It's about
so the online stuff. Joe and Mina would be picked up under the 14.
Under the 14.
Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. be two.
Okay. And then two at 275.
So what do you want to put in there for? Put in $2,500 or?
Because we have $20,000, so. We can put, I don't know how accurate we have to be, you know.
Well, we'll just have add up to $20,000.
Right, so if we put $2,500 in there, that should be fine. Refreshments, we want to do crab legs and filet mignon.
Tough to get to
know.
Yeah.
We got 20 grand to spend here.
We're going to travel to, where would we all like to go?
We need to rent a space and a warm condo somewhere so we can discuss all this stuff.
Let's put in $1,000 for travel.
Sure.
Space rental, we don't need to rent space. Refreshments. I guess we can put something in there in case we want to put
gonna
out coffee.
If we're going to have a late dinner. I mean, if we're going to have a late, we can...
We could have coffee and cookies for the public hearings.
Yeah.
Yeah. That no one comes to.
Nobody's going to come.
How much did you say, Webb, on that?
For which one?
The refreshments.
I did put anything in there, but let's...
I said $1,000.
Yeah.
Put $1,000 in there.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to get to $20,000.
It is.
Printing... let's put $2,000 in there.
Okay.
Postage. Put in $250. Material and supplies. Do we get reimbursed for paper and stuff? It wouldn't be worth tracking.
I mean, yeah. Just like me, you're supposed to pay me, but I'm just gonna. Do comp time.
You're doing your job.
Yeah, I'm doing my job. So it's
time,
just
overtime.
And then to try to pay myself and code it all separately, I just I don't know.
Sometimes it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Material and supplies, let's put in 250. Advertising, you have to run ads, right?
Yeah, for the public paper. Hearings and stuff like that, yeah.
And they, mm-hmm. It's fairly expensive.
Yeah. Well,
thousands.
Sure.
Staff, I'm going to put 500 just for something. And we're going to hire any consultants. What are we, you have to keep it up. We're going to total that.
$7,500, is that what we're at?
Did you add it up?
I did in my brain.
It's probably better than my.
When you're so used to using a calculator, I'm terrible adding in my head.
I get 1050 so
yeah,
far.
That's what I got too.
Oh, so see, I was way off.
So add $1,000 to everything and we'll be good.
So we're at 1050 right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so
950 another. Or 95.
I guess. I mean, why not? Total expenses, 20,000.
What'd you do? You put 950.
Put 9,500 in the other.
In the other, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good job. So, Joe, why don't you entertain a motion to set the budget?
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to set the budget.
A second. Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Perfect. Get confused with my orders.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next is the bylaws. We have a copy of those.
You'll
have
an
official one that I'll
sign. Yeah,
because
okay. I don't. That's why I was so weird about this meeting. I'm like, how are we approving this stuff? It's not even like. So next time I'll have it. Okay. You can sign it where it's. I have to present this to council on Monday as well.
So our bylaws, we have some blanks we have to fill in. So you all have a copy.
Mm-hmm.
So on the first page, the first item is, the first blank is that the commission will meet on every the week, month, and she'll give a timely notice. So this is kind of part of the timeline too. We have to decide when to meet. Together, this I just plagiarized that out of some of the material we have. This is what I think the minimum is that we need to do. It's in there. It's in there. My material. Someplace. I just saw it. So we need to submit a budget, which we got done. We got to elect the officers. And then we have to publish a timeline for the newspaper, conduct one or more public hearings to gather information, create a tentative report, conduct a public hearing on the tentative report, adopt a final report, and submit any proposed ballot measures if we want the people to vote on a new form of government, and then submit the final report to the appropriate entities. That's kind of the minimum. And if you look through the material, the maximum is huge. You can go all the way to creating a charter for the town of Columbus, which we really would have a budget then, because we would need we need to hire attorneys, and in my opinion, we need to hire attorneys and draft proposals and have hearings and all sorts of things. So you keep this in mind when you talk about how often do we want to meet. My thought is I want to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain minimums that we need to do, and we can always call additional meetings, right, Sheree? I mean, we can have a timeline, but so I don't know. We can meet once a month.
I think that would be plenty.
Yeah.
Because this can go. We've got till what? We've got till November of 2026.
26.
Yeah. Okay. So if we meet monthly, what nights are generally open nights?
Tuesday night is not, well, second Tuesday is not good for me.
That's your
school board meetings.
And
first
and third Mondays aren't good here. Wednesdays are almost always good.
Wednesday's good.
Huh?
Wednesday's good for me.
Yeah, I can make it work.
Okay. And then Mina, I don't know what her schedule's like.
I think, for the most part, Monday's her most hectic day. But I think pretty much evenings are, you know, later afternoon. As long as she knows about it, she can usually schedule it.
Okay.
As long as I don't tell her.
I probably prefer like later afternoon as opposed to evenings.
I would, well, for a couple reasons, you know.
She's here.
Yeah. Making her stay later. But, you know, if we can meet it at 4:00.
Whatever works for you guys. I do have a sister that's sick and dying right now, so I am flying home once a month to Missouri to see her. But usually when I leave, I leave on a Wednesday and come home on a Wednesday, so because I try not to be gone a whole week. But usually it's the first of the month when I do that, because that's what works best here.
Mm-hmm.
So if we meet at the end of the month or some middle of the month, it won't be a problem.
And I really don't have any problem one way or the other that way.
So if we did like the third Wednesday of every month,
sure.
or the fourth Wednesday, or I don't know what works best for you.
Most all Wednesdays are
yeah, you don't want to do fourth Monday because that would be...
Fourth Wednesday.
25th of December.
Yeah. Well, we might skip that one.
We'll skip... I don't know that we need to do a meeting in December.
Okay.
Start good
in
January.
I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Okay, that works for me.
So
we want to do the fourth Monday, or I'm sorry, fourth Wednesday of every month.
Yeah.
Okay.
At 4 p.m.?
Yeah. Okay.
Probably not a lot of public are going to want to make time to be here.
Well, then you have public hearings for them, don't you?
Yeah,
in the evening. Those will be in the evenings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When we do a public hearing, we'll have to do that later.
Yeah,
okay.
But just these meetings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. There's another blank on part two, page two, part two. Section 3.02, what's that? Proposed agenda matters requiring consideration, discussion, or decision by the study commission shall be submitted in writing to the chairperson of the study commission or to the designated point of contact of the study commission by noon on Wednesday. Yes, right?
Do you guys have... Like the school, we have 48 hours.
We have 48 hours, yeah, that's what we are.
I'm good with Friday. That would be enough time.
Need to proceed? Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah. Yep. The rest is all boilerplate, isn't it?
And then everything else is all, I just had to add in City of Columbus, City of Columbus. So those are the only two things.
Do we need a motion to adopt the bylaws as amended?
Yeah, I motion to accept the bylaws as written.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I'm a little confused on this.
Okay, so we're making the timeline out of this kind of blank one here, and this is the example?
Yeah, this is the dates they use as an example
okay.
one, and then...
So we can just put in the...
The study commission's okay.
Yeah, that one will be the same.
And...
The training would be the same.
Yep,
that's the training.
And then the next one would be just our, when we set up regular monthly meetings, right?
Yeah, regular monthly. Okay, yeah, you can...
Do we want to put a through? Because there's a regular monthly study commission meetings, town hall, and thereafter the first, which would be the fourth month Wednesday in each month through May or through.
I don't know why they did that, because they did it through May of, their example was through May of 2025. It looks to me like they took like a 90 or 120 day period with the idea that they would adjust it if they needed more meetings. Because they run their timeline all the way out there.
Until 26.
Right, they run all the way out till 26. But they put the through May 5th of 20, oh, that said May 5th of 2025. Yeah. Through May 5th of 2025. And then they run the whole thing out through 2026.
And then they're saying the term of office ends in February of 26, is that like standard for all the commissions?
I think that...
That must be the deadline date to... If you're going to have anything on a ballot, that you'd have to have it by...
I think so.
And it looks like it wraps up if there's things that need to... That were approved on the ballot, you have to have an advisory plan on how to implement, I guess?
Yeah.
And get all the documents turned in.
So I'm kind of hoping we don't come up with an alternative form of government.
So for the regular monthly study commission meeting, that date would be January 22nd is what I want to put right there, right?
Yep.
So that would be the first time we meet again.
Yep.
And then we want to run that through... Do we want to just say the fourth Monday in May, Will?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay. It's not like we can't change it.
Right.
So it would be through May 22nd.
Post it.
May 27th.
When will it be? May 20 what?
May 27th is the fourth Monday in May, 26th. I don't know the week.
Oh, they have 2025.
Oh, they got 25.
Yeah.
I went too far.
So it would be the 21st? Oh, my wedding anniversary. Do I got that right, Joe?
Yep.
23rd?
21st.
Oh, 28th.
Okay.
First is a Thursday.
One, two, the fourth. Jeez, gosh, how many people does it take?
And then if it doesn't take that long, we just... publish that we're done?
Which, yeah, we file the final report.
Just, okay, up the timeline a little bit.
And we only have to post it. It says we have to post this once. So I don't know if we amend it and may, if we have to amend it and make changes to it and repost it. I mean, it didn't say anything about that. It said just post a timeline.
I would think if you're going to amend it, it's just going to be to shorten it up. So
yep.
Right.
So what date was our first meeting? January.
First meeting will be January 22nd.
Timetable established and published within 90 days of these organizational meetings. So we're going to have our first meeting inside of 90 days of our organizational meeting. This is our organizational meeting.
Right. So we have to be for the 90 days from today, we have to have our timeline published in the paper.
Yeah.
We're going to have it done tonight.
I was going to say which will be done tonight, right? So it can just go in next week's paper. Potentially.
Let's just say we should probably do it after our actual for next meeting. So let's just say
January 22nd? 23rd?
Yeah. Let's see the day the paper comes out. Which is a Thursday, so that would work. We'll do that. That's the day.
First public hearing. The first public hearing, you gather citizen input, form functions and powers and problems with city government. You know, we'll discuss this more at our first meeting, but by the time we get to our first meeting, we'll have either been to the in-person training or gone through
the 6-week course, and we'll have more idea what we're
yeah, and then
doing.
we should probably perhaps assign one person to be responsible for explaining certain forms of government. I don't know how many options we have, but you've seen that
it goes over all that in those classes. I know that.
Yeah.
There's like four or something, I think. Isn't there four or five?
Yeah, I've got them all right here. I just.
We just want to go with mid-April for our first public hearing. We don't have to give a specific date in this timeline.
I think that works just fine.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just have to decide at our March meeting where we want it at in April.
Yeah.
So.
Adopt a tentative report. Is that like of what report of what we've done so far? Or?
I think our tentative report is what our decision is.
Oh, based on the public hearing.
Based on the.
And so, if no one shows up to our public hearings, we can just make up whatever we want and be done.
Exactly.
Because traditionally Columbus doesn't get like show up for things like that.
So much. I think if we have our public hearing at the beginning of April,
yeah,
then our meeting in April, we should be able to decide.
To get a report together
so that should be mid-April as well.
So maybe the public hearing at the 1st of April?
Yeah. I just put mid-April. I'm just going to leave mid-April.
Okay, 1st of April, and adopt a tentative report. We'd have to have a tentative report written, but we could
do that at the meeting.
Mid-May or end of April.
We can start writing a tentative report right away. We're going to have January. We're going to have a January meeting and a February meeting and a March meeting.
And
there's templates for all of them.
Oh, well, that makes it easy.
Yeah. So I don't think it's going to be that hard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have examples of what the final report's supposed to look like.
So maybe
basically your tentative report is the same as your final report if you don't make any changes.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay. So adopt a tentative report you have at the April meeting?
I said mid-April, yeah.
Mid-April. And the second public hearing, 1st of May?
Yeah.
Adopt the final report by May 28th.
Is that the May meeting?
Yep. Study Commission terms office ends, adopt the transition advisory plan, deposit the minutes of the Study Commission and other City Commission documents with the county clerk and recorder. And if everything, hi Mina.
Hi.
If everything goes okay,
hi.
We'll have that done by May 28th.
Okay. Look at that, look at us go.
We kind of been just scooting right along, yep. Mina.
So what did you decide on the last four?
Okay. Adopt the final report May 28th, 2025.
Okay.
If the final report proposes an alteration of local government, prepare public education materials to help the citizens understand proposals and compare the proposal and the existing former government structures and powers. We're not going to do that, but you can put May 28th.
Why don't I say mid-June?
Yeah.
Mid-June?
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Just in case we have somebody comes out of the
woods
and wants to.
That means our last one's not going to be accurate, probably. I mean, it potentially could be, but.
Improve public education materials and conduct a public forum, I'd say just mid-June, too.
Okay.
Because we're anticipating that none of this even happens.
Yeah.
If they approve it, they can't approve it till November 5th election, so that's why that's no Wednesday, November 5th, so that won't change. That would be the election.
The election in 2026?
2025. You have till 26 to do it, but if you get it done before, then you can do it next year.
What is election day 2025?
November 5th.
The last one would be the same too, wouldn't it?
I need to ask about that because why do we need it still, you know?
Well, worst case scenario, that'd be the last drop dead date.
That's when your term ends.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of depends if we have to help adopt the transition advisory plan, right?
No, because it says your term ends.
But do they just expect you to keep going? I mean, who's doing the adopt transition advisory plan the way it's written?
Well, it'd be the last act of the study commission, I would assume.
See, this is kind of weird because the way I understood it is if there's no proposed change, then we already go ahead and submit, and I could give this stuff to the county. I mean, I do all that as soon as
if there's no change in government proposed, then you don't have to do the last four items anyway.
Yeah. So it doesn't really matter. I guess we'll just leave it.
If people wanted to change, they would have ran for.
I'll just leave it Monday, February 2nd.
I think that's.
I'll just leave it.
I think that's fair.
February 2nd.
We'll just leave it.
2026.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try to catch mine up here.
Okay. Sorry, I'm late. I had it written down as 5, so.
Well, backing up, we had to do a little budget.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I got that.
We had $20,000. The town budgeted $20,000 for this week.
Okay.
We will have some expenses, but it's not going to be $20,000, but we made it so it looks
That's like what we decided we have to go to Tahiti to make the final report or something.
Yeah,
okay.
Just in case.
Just saying.
And then we elected officers, and you worked that out just fine. You didn't get to be either one
Thank
of the
you.
Officers.
Thank you. I appreciate
That's really
it.
Mainly because you're married to him.
And we adopted bylaws. They were pretty much boilerplate.
Okay.
The meeting. Fourth Wednesday at 4.
Okay.
Fourth Wednesday at 4. And
it's up there.
Then what we have to do is we swore in the other commissioners. We've got to swear you in.
Okay.
So why don't you stand up? So I state your name and repeat after me.
I, Mina Morse.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Montana.
And the Constitution of the State of Montana.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And I will discharge the duties of my office.
Of Local Government Review Study Commissioner.
Of Local Review Study Commissioner.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Man, I'm going to get this. Oh, did you sign both of those?
On the timeline, or
I think we should.
Okay.
I move to approve the timeline.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Yeah, I'm ex officio.
Okay.
She's the recorder.
Okay.
And have you met?
No.
Okay. Hi.
I'm Sheree.
Nice
I'm Mina.
This is Sheree McAlexander.
So you take minutes of everything we do. Oh, perfect.
And they're recorded too.
Okay. Yeah, we have to follow all the open meeting laws and the keeping track of everything, and just like everybody else does.
Is there an issue with us being married? And there's only three of us?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
If what?
There's only three of us on the committee and...
Well, is that okay, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very okay.
Okay. Just checking.
I'm really glad you did it, or all the people that would have been on this committee would have either had the last name Mandeville or...
Redmond.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that wasn't...
You know, this is
there's
really
no nepotism in a board.
Okay, I'll just check it.
This is really one of the more awkward things I've ever had to even think about doing, because, you know,
it is weird.
It is weird. 221 people voted to change, to review, to do the study review. 221 people.
Do they know the other options are more expensive?
I don't even know that they understand that there's options. But,
okay.
But nobody filed for the office. which was the deadline in July. Nobody filed for a write-in, which is a deadline in August or September, and which meant that it had to be appointed. So you're appointing people to an office that nobody really wants, that could last as long as 2 years, studying subjects that nobody really knows anything about, and you don't get paid. So you better pick on your friends and your relatives.
Well, because like when you do like the city, I know enough to be a little dangerous, but like a city manager, that's gonna be $100,000 a year or more to get somebody as a city manager. We're a small city.
Yeah.
That's not even a good option in my mind. I mean, unless you had really stupid problems, but we don't really even ever had any of that.
We talked about that. I don't even know where in our structure you'd fit a city manager in. Whose spot would he take? You have a city manager, and he'd still have to have a city clerk. Mm-hmm. And a city manager might be qualified to manage the city and be a public works director, but I doubt it. That'd be a...
These are kind of not similar jobs.
Yeah.
I would think the city manager would kind of be an overseer, take the place of mayor, and maybe the clerk if you were, but you still got to have a separation of duties there, so you can't have one person writing all the checks, and I mean, you'd fail your audits, so... I don't
get dinged every year on our
because you don't have enough people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah. It doesn't make sense to have that many. Mm-hmm. You know it. Yeah, so I just don't see where people. I don't know if they understood the question on the ballot.
They did not. I will vouch for that because I did vote for it. I had no idea what I was voting for. Oh, oversight on the government. That's a good idea, right? I mean,
yeah.
I didn't know anything about it, so
I don't think.
So I'm sorry.
People understood it raised their taxes as well.
Right.
You know.
Is there stuff that we can put out just as information, since now we're the commission, is there stuff we can put out as information in the paper that explains the different types of government and the costs typically incurred by those different types of government?
I would imagine that's probably going to be addressed in those classes.
It will. In my opinion, we're not... The time to
I don't think we're here to advocate one way or the other. I think we're here to
hear
the public and make a recommendation. And if nobody comes out and says, "I want a city manager form of government,"
it's your study commission. And I know I'll be there. Will be times when I'll be heavier handed than I ought to be, and I'll try not to do that. But. You have every right to advocate a different form of government.
Right.
And it's beyond just maybe a city manager or non-city manager. You know, right now we follow the statutes of a commission executive with a strong mayor form of government. And beyond that, you know, you can decide instead of having recommend instead of having six aldermen that you end up with. You could have three, one per ward instead of two.
You could have no wards.
You could do away with the wards and have the council people be at large throughout the town. You could decide to have elections done on a partisan basis, where they file Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Independent. Those are all options that you have. Again, my opinion is we come under statutory definitions of what the mayor can do, and those statutes have been tried by attorneys and run through district courts and probably the Montana Supreme Court and tested over probably 100 years. That's why I think a charter is such a dangerous deal. You'd eliminate all that precedent and sit there and watch your town make all sorts of mistakes and not follow their own charter that they don't understand and all that kind of stuff.
That's why I wonder if there's a way we can, how does the public get educated? They can come to a hearing and they can put their gripes there, but how do they get educated of what the options and what the differences are of these? Is that something we do as a commission? Is that something that we ask the newspaper guy to go research and put in the paper? I mean, how do we, people need to be educated. I like they know what.
Right, and I actually put something on our website now, so as soon as you come to the town of Columbus, the one of the bubbles down at the very, at the middle of the page says study commission, local government review. You click on it and it takes you to their, the local government center at Montana State University, and all the information and education that you guys will receive besides the online course, it's all right there at their fingertips. So it's their responsibility to educate themselves. It's their responsibility to come to the public hearings.
Can we use some of our budget to put that website and that thing in the paper? Is that part of what we're doing?
We can do it. We've done a lot
okay.
already and okay. got no interest whatsoever. The paper is, you know, we use the paper a lot. I just don't know really honestly.
Well, I can tell you I use the paper for my business too, and you'll get some people.
Yeah.
But you don't get everybody. I mean, mm-hmm. you've got certain people that are just getting it off of websites or Facebook or whatever. Mm-hmm. And some people get it off the newspaper. Some people still call me for what food truck is here because they can't look at either one. Mm-hmm. So
you got to use multiple ways of getting communication. Right. But I'm just wondering what is the best way to get, because I think when
I
we start that,
that
would
out,
be
honestly.
Okay.
I mean, you know,
you're going to have to figure out how to get people excited to go look at different forms of government.
Yeah,
which is not a very exciting topic.
No.
So good luck.
I'm not sure that's what we were supposed to do. We're supposed to.
I think we need to be aware of the different forms so we can let people know what they. Their options are,
and I think that's what's good about this online 6-week training is it's really supposed to educate you guys on what your responsibilities are as commissioners, and really, you know, it will probably answer a lot of your questions.
Okay,
because I don't know that we have all the answers.
We're the ones that are supposed to get educated. I think we're the ones that are supposed to get educated. People.
So then, when
they wanted a study commission, they wanted us to study local government, and we're going to study local government, and we're going to decide that the government that we have is real good. Now, but you might decide differently, and you have every right to do that. But
about my tax dollars, I don't really want to go out the road.
it's a strange thing, you know. The 43 cities. 44 cities elected to study their government. 43 of them had nobody apply for a study commission. 43 out of 44. One had a handful of people apply. In fact, 8 or 9 or 11, something like that. There was 23 counties that elected to study their former government. 22 of them had nobody apply for their study commission. One had 9 or 11 people. It happened to be, Bozeman happened to be the city, and Gallatin happened to be the county. And they probably had, I don't know, it's called the college town, college county, a bunch of curious people, or maybe they had some real issues with their former government. I don't know.
They have issues with their former government. They're trying to do away with having a city manager. It's one of their big issues right now.
And Joe, you said you were in...
I was in Livingston, and there were some issues at the city there. I was at the county side, but...
They had a city manager.
Yeah, I think they went through... Well, there was a transition when I was over there, so they had one guy going out and another guy coming in, but there were some issues. But
with the city manager.
Yeah.
I did some research on city managers too. Yellowstone has one. Polson has a city. Like, I was looking at, is there any third class cities that even have city managers? Because they are expensive. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a full-time paid position. And Yellowstone does, Polson, and one other third class city has one.
Yeah, I can see the logic of it if you've got a city where you're, I mean, well, you need, it's like a COO is what you're kind of
Yellowstone,
being.
Yellowstone, they're third class, but they have huge influx of tourism.
Is that Michelle's one?
Yeah, so I could see, you know, because they have a lot more revenue than,
right.
you know, yeah, it's they, like, yeah, they don't even cash. Count. I was like, oh, well, we can't count them. Because we're, you know, they're not like us. They may be right. a third class, but we so don't have that influx.
Billings has a city manager, too, right?
Yeah.
Because they have kind of a figurehead mayor.
Right. And
I try to look at cities that are close to our size and have similar things that we have. There's a lot of cities, our population, that don't have half the income we get because they don't have a mine in their town, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to look at cities like that because our income's a lot more than theirs is. So.
I put that together, right, some of the material. It actually comes right off the website.
Okay.
That's what I think the minimum is. That's what it says the minimum is. In fact, there's a drop down on that one. On that one page, it says what's the minimum
okay.
that you need to do in that. I just typed that out.
So I guess there's that, the 5th, the 10th, and the 11th are those trainings that I don't think Joe and I are going to be able to go
right.
to.
Is yeah. that we just saved them some money.
Okay.
Yeah. You just saved the taxpayers.
You saved yourself some money.
$275. Yeah. But
a piece.
They have to go sign. They have to log in, right?
Yeah,
we have
for
to.
The online training, I'll send okay. you the. I'll forward you the email that Dan Clark sent us about just, hello, welcome, commissioners, blah, 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 blah. This is where you need to sign up. And so I'll forward you guys. I know you already did, but I'll still forward it to you. I'll forward it to all of you.
I didn't sign up for the class. I just signed up for an account.
For an account. And it'd tell you where to register, what you okay. have to do. When you get to the payment, don't worry about it. It should allow you to register and everything without doing that. If for some reason there's a problem, just let me know.
Okay.
Because last time I tried to go in and pay, it wouldn't let me pay because they didn't have a payment portal yet. So I'll email you guys that tomorrow.
Okay.
Is your email addresses on your applications that you filled out good emails?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
You should probably send it to me too.
Okay, I will. And that online course, I think, is going to be really good because I think the in-person, you can go great if not, but I think the online course is going to be really good because
okay.
it's really going to be supposed to be breaking everything down and really explaining things. So.
Do you have something that has your number? Did we get an email or something that has your number?
I'll email you in the morning with all that. Will that work?
You don't know the city number?
Not probably at the moment. I used to have it. I used to know. Actually, I used to know Public Works best.
Do you have some things to say?
Did you do two terms or one?
Two.
I thought you did two.
Yeah. I think I was like 12 years almost.
2 years, two terms would be 8 years.
8 years? Didn't I do a half of one or something?
I can't remember.
I was there a long time because when I started, you were there, right? You were there.
And then you're still there.
You retired. And then I got Gary for a while.
Oh, you were under Gary.
And I was under Gary for a while. And then Patty renewed and I didn't. And she spent another, I think she had another term. Or
she had to keep an eye on Gary. She was going to keep there as long as Gary.
I know. Which
she was.
As long as somebody's taking care of this, I'm like, we don't need a lot of people there to do it, just one or two.
Just one or two, yeah.
The last time the city did this study commission, what was on it, was back in 1994. I have all the minutes and
okay.
everything. It's like in a binder. I'll bring it to the next
meeting. Can we just copy it and change the dates?
No. I can't remember one thing.
It's all typewritten. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I can only remember that one of the commissioners had a stroke in the spring and lost his ability to speak. And we didn't replace him. We just kept mm-hmm. on. But I looked through those minutes like I was reading something that I'd never seen before.
Was that so from the city or for the county?
It was for the city. So if you're interested, I have it. You guys okay. can swing by and look at it. I'll bring it to the next meeting, too. But it was kind of interesting. Because now instead of a binder, it'll all be on a drive and a folder. But it was
right.
just weird because...
Yeah. At least you know it all's supposed to be in there.
Yeah.
Now, the reason that this even comes up is because it's... The legislature said we have to...
Constitution.
The Constitution of the state of Montana.
Constitution 72, yeah.
And aren't we the only state that actually does this?
I think so.
I think so, too.
And, you know, I have some complaints. I just...
How can we petition not to do this anymore?
Yeah, well, they've...
Have they tried that before?
No, they've tried to petition away from the constitutional amendments. They've tried to legislate away from constitutional amendments, like the CIs. I can't remember what Forrest told me. They try, but they don't get it done. And I can't blame this on constitutional amendments. This is part of the Constitution.
Right.
But it becomes really redundant. Even every 10 years, it becomes kind of redundant.
Well, I think we just got to educate the people better so they know you're in a good thing. So when they go to vote, they know what box to check. I mean, that's probably...
And so...
And we tried our darn hardest. We did. I mean, I don't know how many times Charlie had something in the paper. Every time we had something on the website, we were putting... I mean,
I spoke to the Republican women's group, but you know, I looked around the room and there was like two people from the city there. There was a crowd from the county. County voted it down. Maybe I talked them out of it. I gave them my opinion that it's been done before and there's not a lot of options. And I handed out all of the forms of government that I pulled off the website. We did a little bit of educational stuff, but there aren't a lot of groups that need anymore either.
That's true.
And we have to be very careful because we're not supposed to have any type of persuasion in our...
So it has to be more just education.
Educational, not advocating.
Yeah.
I sure appreciate you guys doing this. So it's,
oh, sure.
It is important. I don't mean to minimize it. It's one of my pet peeves is that we have to pay almost $2,000 for the educational classes and the website from the local government center, which is funded by
our tax dollars.
So you're paying taxes.
Well, they blamed the legislature on that.
Yeah, because they said that the legislature
required them to charge for their services.
Oh, actually,
I would think that would be like a dollar. I mean, they didn't have to pick,
right?
You know, $2,000 for all their stuff.
But it's basically just transferring wealth from the city to the state.
Yeah. Plus, we're funding it anyway. It's the taxpayers that ought to be standing on the table screaming. Mm-hmm.
Takes a lot of screaming to get those people to change their minds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You gotta really want to change something.
Anything else we need to do?
I don't think so.
I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You'll have to do 7 minutes then? You have to publish minutes?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Yep.